Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coached by Hulls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Today we are discussing training around your menstrual cycle. I got asked in my question box on Instagram on Thursday something about having to reduce your weight during your period because they keep seeing posts on Instagram telling them that they need to reduce the load or reduce the weight at certain times of their menstrual cycle. And I have seen this a lot recently. Coaches are claiming that you are stronger in your follicular phase and weaker in your luteal phase. So with the menstrual cycle, the first day of your bleed, that's the first day of the menstrual cycle. And then after your bleed, you come into the follicular phase. Then you have your ovulation and then you have your luteal phase. So the claim is that you are stronger in your follicular phase leading up to ovulation. And then after ovulation in your luteal phase, that's when you are quote unquote weaker. And we are being told that we need to adapt our training around this. And I've seen a lot of reels recently with influencers like training with their boyfriend, and the boyfriend is just smashing out bicep curls, same weight, all month long. And then the girlfriend will be next to them having to adjust the weight throughout the different stages of the menstrual cycle. Coaches that are pushing this narrative, guess what? They have a plan that they want to sell you to help with that, to adjust everything to your menstrual cycle. But again, guess what? The evidence doesn't actually support that. So an umbrella study in 2023, which is basically a review of all the reviews done on all the research regarding strength during the menstrual cycle, found that, and I quote, "Current evidence shows no influence of women's menstrual cycle phase on acute strength performance or adaptations to resistance exercise training," which basically means there is no difference in strength through the different phases of the menstrual cycle. The introduction to the study actually states, and again I quote, "The bias towards excluding women from exercise science research is often due to the assumption that," I practice saying this word, I even Googled how to say this word, and I feel like I'm going to say this word wrong, "is often due to the assumption that cyclical fluctuations in reproductive hormones influence resistance exercise performance and exercise induced adaptations." I really hope I said that right. So women have been excluded from science research due to this thought that the phase of your menstrual cycle will affect your strength. But now we know there aren't any changes. But with that being said, everyone is different. Don't listen to Instagram or apps sometimes. So I track my cycle on Flow, which is good for tracking my cycle, but I find it to be quite unhelpful sometimes because sometimes it's telling me that I should feel great and that my libido is at its highest during ovulation. And sometimes I just don't feel that. And when you're told that you should feel a certain way, but you don't, you begin to question what's wrong with you. I was actually having this conversation with a client of mine and we were chatting and we are pretty much the same. We actually feel quite low energy around ovulation. I have Flow telling me I should feel great. I have people on Instagram telling me that I should feel great, but I don't. What's wrong with me? Nothing. because everyone is so different. It's the same with my client. She feels the exact same during ovulation. I've actually just adapted her training program to reduce her load during ovulation because that's how she feels. If you feel like you have zero energy during PMS, stay kind to yourself. Lower the load, rest if needs be. If you feel fine, amazing, go and smash your workout. No need to lower the weights just because someone online is telling you that that's what's best for you. And I think that's the problem. We have become so disconnected from our bodies because we've become so reliant on external sources telling us how we, quote unquote, should feel, eat, exercise, live. And we've forgotten that 9 times out of 10, our body will tell us exactly what we need. So this is your reminder to come back into your body, listen to what it's telling you and what it needs. My advice to my clients and to you guys will always be go off your body and how you feel. A short but sweet one there. I just wanted to clear that up for everyone. If you have any questions regarding your menstrual cycle, please feel free to drop me a DM. If you're ready for support with coaching, where we devise your training program around you and how you feel, not how you quote unquote should feel, then drop me a message. Let's have a chat about getting you going and thriving in 2025. Thanks so much for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.